social issues. The power of WePEG 1787 is drawing all of the Nahas Blue faction social issue weapons into our Abba Father's theater of governing principles and defining them within the related laws of nature. Every social issue is definable in principles and scored in the level of agreement or not. WePEG 1787 integrates all the social issues into a set of principles and eviscerates the GL PSYOP tropes the left uses to weaponize the social issues for political gain. For example, where does a woman's right to choose come from? Only with a megaphone shouting, "We have the right." The only relevant woman's right to choose is to not let sperm into her birth canal. Only when men and women exercise that inalienable right can we the people decide a rational solution for the few remaining incidents. Taking life legally can only be resolved as an exception to murder and manslaughter. Life itself cannot have two values. Our DOI says we are created, not born, with the right to life. It is impossible to settle the social issues in the political theater of war because the debate is like apples versus fireplace irons. It makes no sense and is impossible to debate. One side wants political faction power and the other wants to preach. WePEG 1787 creates a new theater and the opportunity to get control of social issues in the context of the laws of nature. Unwanted pregnancy is 99% avoidable with sperm control. In 2023, about 43,000 people were killed in gun violence and over a million in abortion. Sperm control will save orders of magnitude more lives than gun control, about 25 times more. We have no choice but to right the ship of state to life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all and define social issues in a principled context. Only then can rational decisions be made. When the body of Christ demands every candidate to score the WePEG 1787 document to get our vote, the social issues get solved, and we can move on to posterity. Please pray on that. The following is a sample from the proof of concept draft of WePEG 1787 for women's healthcare, which the left uses to normalize abortion. The line is to score agreement levels 0 to 10. Everyone can score it and tell us how they will govern and be measured in the next election. P14 set 4. Women's healthcare. There is a self-defeating argument in the political factions masking the taking of life and abortion as women's healthcare. Healthcare has very high standards of care, ethics, government regulations, and reporting. Its oath is, first, do no harm. If abortion is healthcare, it must follow the regulations. Virtually every malady the healthcare industry treats starts with preventive efforts to avoid the need for treatment. There is little political faction influence involved in managing proper healthcare facilities. As a society, we do not sell body parts but manage our blood supply through nonprofit entities. We must treat abortion the same. The abortion industry makes massive profits from people's most difficult moments with zero burden of any typical healthcare regulations. The profits then go to political factions to ensure more profits. If abortion is healthcare, a serious effort would be launched to reduce abortions by orders of magnitude because there are serious repercussions rarely reported. Facilitating adoption would have a natural ally in healthcare. The number one abortion provider has a dollar billion revenue and is exempt from the restrictions placed on healthcare facilities, especially in reporting deaths and undesired outcomes. It is common to transport an abortion fatality to a hospital and record the death there. Our representatives receive campaign support, and in return, our representatives pass subsidies of We the People's money back to the number one abortion provider, usually masked through a middle nonprofit. The political influence the number one provider can buy is a disgrace to humanity and a huge ethical dilemma, especially if abortion were healthcare. What is especially insidious is using large profits to grow market share and promote abortion by encouraging women to make a decision many suffer for the rest of their lives. It is morally repugnant to bribe politicians to suppress in our schools the ethical message of not getting pregnant until marriage and after graduation, which almost guarantees a middle-class life. Prayerfully, you can see the power of forcing the debate into principles, not demagoguing megaphone rights.